Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to another episode of How's Your Life?
I do that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's my job.
Oh, really?
This is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And this is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
Now, we've been very, very, very busy. I mean, you guys are probably bored of hearing that, but we really are. Yeah.
And inshallah, Muzaffar, we're going to be having our kid in a month and a half.
A month and a half?
Yeah. I was just thinking about it and I was like...
Whoa.
So we've been, actually I...
Things have been so all over the place. I'm trying to figure out, let's try and put a timeline in. Okay, I found out that Sayyida's pregnant. Freaked out. Oh, I'm still freaking out. That's the place where we are right now.
So I'm going to a place now where they, it's a popular shop where they sell all the books. It is called, there it is, Pasaje Quds. And you'll find this place near the Haram. Anyway, this is the place where everybody goes for their main books and stuff.
When you come to Hausa, you have a very idealistic way of looking at things. You think that things are going to be very, you know, you have a romanticized image of what it's going to be, you know, sitting and reading books with ulama who have great big beards and lots of wisdom. That happens too, but a lot of the time, you're running around doing administrative work.
So here I am in the office trying to get stuff sorted out. And it's crazy in here, it's manic. So I'm in Jamatul Mustafa right now. It's a huge building with loads of rooms. And you have to do a lot of running around to get just paperwork sorted out and stuff. And it's a pain, it really is a pain. You can sometimes feel like crying, you can sometimes feel like you're just gonna throw up because you wait for like half an hour, sometimes you wait an hour, and then they just tell you to go somewhere else. This person tells you to go to another office, that person tells you no, you're not going to the right place, go to another office, and then you cycle all the way right back around again to the same place. I mean, okay, so for example, I've just come here now, and these guys have told me, you're in the wrong place, go to Jamatul Ulum. So I'm gonna go there now and see what they can do for me. The guy downstairs told me to go to room 60, Utaga Shast. And there's no Utaga Shast. This is my life.
Getting a sandwich. What is that? What is that? It's Korean ginseng.
Whatever. A lot of the times, people think, oh, you just need to do that. So it's going to be easy for you. You just need to get this registered or that registered, or you need to just get your health insurance. Or you just need to do this. You are not going to be explained any of these things by anyone when you come to the Hausa.
It's going to be part of your jihad. You're going to have to try and get this stuff done.
Yeah, so anyways, so finding hospitals, right? When you come here, obviously you're going to be like, if you just get pregnant, you're like, where to deliver? So if I tell you guys, there's one hospital called Izadi, okay? That is a birthing center. So that's where most of the ladies, Iranian, and that's a government hospital. And it's really cheap. Like, how much is it if you have a normal delivery?
Free. It's like virtually free.
It's really free. And if you have like insurance, then it's free. So husband there is not allowed in the labor room. Then after you give birth, then you're put in with like four or five ladies at post delivery, but with the curtain, obviously. Mm-hmm. And your husband isn't allowed. He's only allowed like to see your baby for some time, like 5-10 minutes. And then you get an hour for time for visiting time because it's a birthing center. And the reason is also like, okay, they say that the woman should get their own privacy and freedom. We're Muslim women, so we are hijab and all that kind of stuff, right? So Izadi was the most common one. Then there's one called Al-Zahra. That's similar to Izadi. Al-Zahra also, I've heard good reviews. The hospital I decided to deliver, inshallah, it's a new one, and I've heard that the facilities are pretty good. It's called Furqani.
We visited like 5-6 hospitals.
Yeah, so I'm telling them about it. Mm-hmm. There are some private hospitals, but for that, I think you pay like 2 million to one.
For how much time?
How much
time?
Right, what just happened?
I'm really tired. I want to go home and sleep.
Alhamdulillah, I don't have to do my study.
Best study?
Like stay in the night. My study means to stay in the night.
So, how are you finding the hospital?
Amazing, man.
Well?
They even allow your husband to come inside. After you give birth, you can get your own maternity room with your own washroom. And the best part is your husband can come in and stay with you. And there are no timing for visiting hours.
That's her biggest concern right now, because like she wants me to be there.
Obviously, he can't come inside the labor room, so I might be taking someone with me inside. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So we wanted to give you... there's lots of people out there who object to the idea of us having the baby in Qom. How can you compare the city of the Ahlul Bayt? Qom is known as the city of the Ahlul Bayt to England, which is like the Taghut, it's the enemy of Islam.
To Canada.
Doesn't matter how good the healthcare might be, they might have had the best healthcare in the world. I don't want my child to be born there. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, is always born in like a haystack amongst like donkeys and cows and goats and stuff. Prophets were always born like that. Where was Imam Ali given birth to? Inside the Kaaba. I don't think they had like amazing... I don't know what's inside the Kaaba. I'm sure it's like amazing and stuff.
I don't think they had like an incubator or something.
I don't think they had
inside
an incubator. But the point is that these great women out there, they trusted in Allah completely. They trusted in Allah. Wherever Allah wants me to give birth, I'll give birth to my child there. Our priorities were based on... Wait, can you just... Honestly, where did you want to have the baby?
Sorry?
Be honest, where did you want to have the baby?
Where my mom is.
Okay, it was not an easy decision to make.
For me, okay, like, can I be honest? For him, it's really easy. But when you're pregnant, yeah, you go through some very emotional phases and all that. So I was just like, oh...
And she is. She's really missing her mom.
They're like, okay, how they're going to manage...
Okay,
and
fine. You know what? Let's do the whole story. All right, you guys deserve to know this. I have always, always wanted my child to be born in Qom. Before I even came here.
Before you even got married.
Yeah, I mean...
And I told him, Muzaffar, listen, do not say that to your parents or my parents.
Yeah.
But he didn't listen to me.
Yeah, so obviously my parents were like, okay, and this story, I'm telling you this story so that you know how Allah always helps you. Always helps you. My intention was always that.
He told his parents. His parents were like our parents were like a bit like, it would be better if you guys do it here and all that, right? Yeah, and then we decided, okay, parents' happiness is in that. And they're not telling us to do something haram.
Right.
So let's do it. It's okay.
Right. So we decided to have the child in England.
England.
All right. And I was really upset about it. But I'd swallowed my pride and said, you know what? Everybody wants this.
Because, okay, he told me one day after seeing the things I was going through some rough times, okay?
Yeah. Emotionally, the car broke down. Never get a car. If you're a student and you want to get a car... my advice would be not to do it. We got a car because we're pregnant and we wanted, like, it would make life a lot more convenient for us. But if you're going to get a car as a student, there's so much paperwork that you have to go through, and it's just a big headache. And it was just, God, I was just like, no, I don't want it anymore. Just take it back. I sold it. So after that happened, I was like, okay, you know what? This isn't fair on Seda, because this is not going to be easy. It's going to be very hard. So I said to her, look, Seda, whatever you decide, you can do. I'm not going to put anything on you. I'm not going to impose that on you and force you to have the child over here if you don't want to.
And I was really confused. I just thought, no, let's just do it in Canada. Everyone's going to be happy. It's going to be fine, okay? I was like, let me just go to Canada. And we keep saying, okay, Canada is not as bad as England and America, right?
Yeah.
Because we keep saying that. We're just like, okay, whatever. So after that happened for a week. Muzaffar wasn't happy at all. He was like, really...
I was distraught. I was like, for goodness sake, now mom... Like, just nothing is in your hands some of the times, you know?
Yeah.
You want to absolutely and holistic... It's like when a person converts to Islam. When a person converts to Islam, they want to absolutely and utterly submit themselves completely to the will of Allah. Whatever Allah wants, I want to do that. But then there's all these voices, and then your parents have... rights over you, and then your wife has wife rights over you, your husband has rights over you, like loads of people, you have children, like everything. All these voices interfere and they don't let you do that thing that you really want to do. So I was just really distraught. I wanted my child to be born in Qom. It's not going to happen.
Anyway, so his prayers led to some things for me.
Seda went through some health problems, and when we went to the doctor said that she cannot travel.
yeah, it's gonna be risky for us, like for the baby and for me. So obviously that was like, we felt like, what? Is this a sign from Allah for us?
The doctors actually said, if she travels, it's a big risk. I'm not going to let you. See, we could have still risked it. She when she got sick and the doctor said, don't go, we could have still risked it and gone to Canada.
Canada's everybody's happy. Tickets are booked.
Tickets are booked, by the way. Tickets are booked for Canada.
And I'm supposed to leave in like 7-8 days?
Yeah. On the one hand, we go to the West. Everybody will be happy with us. We're going to have good healthcare. We're going to be, everything's going to be free. Our parents are going to look after us and everything like that.
And that's on one side. One more important thing, yeah. Passports.
Oh, and then passports. Passports are the biggest headache because there's a possibility that when the child's born here, you know, there's going to be complications in getting the child's passport.
It's going to take a year to make a passport, man.
Right. You can't get an Iranian passport. The Iranian government at the moment doesn't give passports to anybody, even if they're born in the country. And that's a big, big problem.
Unless the kid stays here for 18 years.
18 years. The passport is a huge thing. Okay, so on the
getting Canadian, England, British passport is, you can do it, but it's a little bit of a hassle. Like you have to send to an allied country and all that stuff. And also one more thing was like, on the passport, the kid's place of birth will be Iran. And Iran's got, and there's problems.
A stigma. But yeah. Okay, yeah. So on the one hand, we have giving birth in Canada. Okay. My parents will be happy, her parents will be happy, our family will be happy, everybody will
I'll
be happy.
I'll get lots of comfort, I'll be like...
I mean, they'll have good healthcare, and then the parents will be looking after her, everything will be free. And on top of that, the passports will just be, you know, issued, like, automatically, done.
You don't have to do anything.
You know, we don't need to worry about vaccinations, we don't need to worry about anything. And on the other hand, we have giving birth in Qom.
So many problems.
Really difficult. We don't know about the healthcare. The hospitals aren't that great. Passports is going to be a big problem.
We're not going to be able to travel for a year, and we're going to be alone
and all of that. So it's very, very, very difficult. No exaggeration.
So we go to this.
And I know that there's viewers watching right now saying, well, it's obvious. Just go there. It's not that obvious. It's not that easy to differentiate between what is right and what is
wrong. You want to do it under an Islamic government.
Right.
Or those countries. What?
Okay, let me break this down for you. If you're living in the time of Musa alayhi salam, would you want to give birth under the system of Musa or the system of Pharaoh? Egypt or Palestine? If it's taking you this long to figure it out, I mean, you need to hit the
books. Can I be honest? Yeah. Okay, for lots of people might be thinking, they're so dumb, like, what's the big deal? Like, just deliver in UK or just deliver in Canada.
Oh, and one of those arguments that we've heard is, like, they say, oh, you know what, you guys were born in the West and you're okay.
Yeah.
It's not
But you're getting
simple.
An option. You're getting, it's like a golden opportunity for you, like, what do you want to do? So we go to this place, Shoh Istikhara, and we both make the niyyah that, is it good to deliver in Qom? Okay?
Is it good for us to deliver in Qom?
Yeah, he literally just said that, Faqih, he said that you will face troubles, struggles, a lot of things right now, but the aqibat, the end result will be, what did he say?
Bikhair, aqibat bikhair.
Aqibat bikhair, what does that exactly mean?
It means that you're the... afterwards, it will be very good for you.
Yeah. So right now, you're going to face a lot of things, which we know we're going to face passport issues and health issues.
We didn't tell him about our situation. We didn't tell him anything. We didn't tell him, you know, this is our situation. We just said, look, listen, I need an istikhara. And he said, okay, sit down. It's very good for you, but it will be difficult.
So that gave us the strength. We were like, Allah.
I almost cried.
Allah, you're like, okay, this is it. You've shown us the signs. You've given us problems. This is it, inshallah.
Right, so...
and that's when we decided, okay, no Canada, no England. It's gonna be Qom.
It's gonna be Qom.
And we did upset a lot of people.
Yeah, because they love us. They want to see us and we love them as well. We really want to see them as well.
We upset a lot of people. A lot of people were really upset. Why? But we couldn't explain to everyone, to be honest. I mean, some things are there, I think, in life that not everyone can understand.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm really happy. I'm like, alhamdulillah.
And so then we told our parents, look, this is the situation. The doctor said this when we've done this istikhara, and they accepted it. And they said, look, it's not worth risking her health for it, inshallah. Just make sure that she's okay and everything. A few months passed, and she's fine again. This is like what I said at the beginning of the show. See, Allah always helps you. In Tansurullah yansurkum. If you help the cause of Allah,
we actually got worried. Apart from the whole delivery thing, we were like worried, like, oh my God, what's happened?
If not more worried, because we're like, now we're going.
You know what the doctor told me as well? She asked me, "Shuma stress, dari? Do you have any stress?" So, actually, I was really stressed that time because we were like so confused and lots of stuff was going on. So, but alhamdulillah, now I feel really relaxed. Like, okay, I don't care. I'm not going to those countries, and I'm delivering here, inshallah.
Please do remember us in your du'as. Pray for us, inshallah. Yep. We're praying for you as well. May Allah bless every single one of you. Please don't forget to comment, share this video, and do follow us on Shia TV. Don't forget to follow us on ShiaTV.net.
YouTube, Telegram, Instagram.
Everywhere.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Yep. From my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wherever you are.